Protesters in the U.S. city of Baltimore once again take to the streets to raise their voice against the death of an African-American man who suffered a broken neck during arrest. Thousands of National Guard troops have been put on alert to suppress possible riots. Nearly a dozen people were arrested on Tuesday. Saudi Arabia pounds Yemen with more airstrikes amid international silence. In the latest attacks, Saudi fighter jets targeted a government building in southern Baidoa province and killed a Yemeni soldier. Saudi warplanes also targeted another government building in the city of Harat in Hajjah province. Tehran has condemned Saudi Arabia for preventing an Iranian cargo plane from delivering humanitarian aid to Yemen. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram slammed the move as inhumane and spiteful. On Tuesday, an Iranian plane carrying medical supplies was forced to change route after Saudi warplanes hit the control tower at Sana'a's airport. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has met the European Union's foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini in New York. The meeting was held at the residence of Iran's ambassador to the United Nations. The meeting was expected to revolve around Iran's nuclear energy program and the Syrian crisis. Indonesia has defended its execution of seven foreign drug convicts as part of its war on drugs. The country's attorney general said Indonesia is fighting against crimes that threaten the nation's survival. He also described Australia's decision to recall its ambassador over the execution of two of its nationals as a temporary reaction. And the United Nations has approved to keep its peacekeeping forces in the Central African Republic for another year. This as the CAR is preparing for presidential and legislative elections this summer. Thousands have been killed in the country due to violent clashes between Christian militias and Muslims since late 2013.